Here are the numbers. Nearly 2,200 people in Massachusetts have now died from COVID-19, with nearly 43,000 people testing positive. 180,000 people have now been tested, and Governor Baker says he's working to keep that number growing. To discuss this and more this morning, we're joined by WBUR's Zeninjor and Wameka. Good morning, Zeninjor.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with those numbers. The latest number of deaths reported was notable, as I understand it, for a couple of reasons.
Yeah, that's right. The Department of Public Health says 2,182 people in Massachusetts have died from COVID-19. So we're over 2,000 deaths. And there were 221 deaths reported between Tuesday and Wednesday, which is the largest day-to-day increase we've seen during the pandemic. Another number state officials are keeping an eye on is hospitalizations, which have been increasing modestly. There are now more than 3,900 people hospitalized in Massachusetts due to COVID-19.
We also have updated data on the breakdown of cases by city and town. What do they show, Zeninjor?
Well, Boston has the most coronavirus cases with more than 6,700. That's a rate of 970 cases per 100,000 people. But there are hotspots with much higher rates. These are largely in underserved communities with large populations of people of color. For example, the rate in Brockton is almost twice as much as Boston's, and in Chelsea, the rate is almost four times greater than Boston's. There are also high rates in places like Lawrence, Randolph, Everett, and Lynn.
And Governor Baker says he has plans to increase testing for coronavirus throughout the state. Tell us about that.
Yes. So Baker says Quest Diagnostics plans to send 2,200 tests a day to several community health centers, including ones in Boston, Quincy, Brockton, Lowell, Fall River, New Bedford, Worcester, and Provincetown. Baker described the centers in those communities as high need.
And these facilities are also deeply rooted in the fabric of their local communities. They're trusted partners in addressing the broad health needs of underserved populations. And they're committed to eliminating health disparities and facilitating access to health care for those they serve.
Baker says increased testing and contact tracing are really key parts of the state's response to the coronavirus. And more than 30 community health centers are also participating in the state's contact tracing efforts.
Let me ask about reopening. Some states are going ahead with plans to start reopening some businesses, but Governor Baker is not ready to do that here yet, right?
Right. And, you know, as you know, this has been a national conversation, and some states have already allowed some businesses to reopen. But Baker says we're still in the midst of a surge in Massachusetts, and we need to get through this before anything reopens.
But I think the way people ought to start thinking about this is a little less about essential and non-essential and a little more about, you know, what are the criteria that would make it possible for any business to open up? What's the context, right? The prerequisite. We've talked about a variety of different mechanisms that states have come up with and that the federal government has proposed with respect to how you get to the point where you believe you're on the other side of the curve. We need to be on the other side of the curve before we do any of this stuff. And then the question becomes, what are going to be the rules? How are they going to work?
So it sounds like moving forward, we can expect to see some sort of guidelines or criteria for businesses to reopen. Now, the current order that closed non-essential businesses is set to expire May 4th, which is right around the corner. So I would certainly expect to hear more on this in the coming days.
And there will undoubtedly be other groups and experts weighing in on what it'll take to start reopening businesses in Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, and I should note that, you know, the Baker administration says it is talking with people in the business community about what reopening might look like. There's certainly lots of logistics to consider there. And there are some folks who have been thinking about this over at Tufts at their Center for State Policy Analysis. They put out a report basically saying that the state needs to do several things before opening up schools and businesses, including doubling testing and expanding contact tracing even further. The report also calls for substantial operational changes at high traffic areas such as airports and transit hubs, to limit the risk of spreading the coronavirus again.
Let's talk about what's ahead. What are you looking at?
Well, also looking at hiring, there was a survey out this week that found that 62% of New England companies are still hiring during the pandemic. Now, most of that hiring is in sectors that are in high demand right now, such as tech, healthcare, and manufacturing. On the other hand, we know the service industry has been gutted and many people have lost their jobs. So it will be important to see where hiring is happening long term and whether laid off workers can find jobs. So hiring, as well as what the plan might be coming forward on reopening.
All right. I'm sure workers are really interested in those questions as well. WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.